The Harlan Cyclones are coming off an 11-3 victory against Carroll in the first round of tournament action. Harlan took the lead early with a two-run first inning and then piled on four in the third and five in the fourth inning, giving them an 11-2 lead through four innings. Junior Landon Kaufman was the lead catalyst for the Cyclones with a three-run home run in the bottom of the fourth. In the fifth inning, junior Weston Rice added three more with a base-clearing double. Senior Braden Ernst threw all seven innings, allowing two earned on eight hits. Head coach Heath Stein believed getting ahead early was the key to victory.
We got out the gate, we got two in the first, which was nice to try to, you know, ease the tension or the nervousness of postseason play. And then, kind of poured it on in the middle innings. Huge swing by Landon Kaufman for a three-run home run and another huge swing by Weston Rice with the three-run double to kind of extend that lead. That allowed Braden Ernst, who wasn't real sharp early, but he settled in nicely and started executing pitches much better as the day went on. So it's good to get that first-round win and move on.
The Cyclones will get prepared for their third game of the season against the Creston Panthers. The two teams split the season series in a doubleheader on May 28th. Creston won the first game 2-1 with senior Cale Turner allowing one earned run on seven innings pitched. The second game was an entirely different story as the Cyclones defeated the Panthers 12-1 in five innings. Creston ranks among the top 10 in 3A for team batting average, batting .308 as a team. For Harlan, their strength is on the mound with a great pitching staff. Stein knows it'll be a battle of each team's strengths.
Yeah, these guys swing it well. They're very senior heavy, have a lot of experienced guys on that team. And so do we, really. We have seven seniors on our team. And like you said, our pitching staff has been a strength of us all year. So hopefully we can find ways to get them out, play solid defense, and scratch a run or two across here and there. So yeah, it'll be one heck of a battle, like I said.
These two teams have had different success in baseball throughout the years, with Harlan making it to the state tournament a year ago and having had a winning season all but once in the last 20 years. For Creston, however, it is their first 20-win season in the last 20 years. Stein hopes postseason success for Harlan will help them calm the nerves faster.
Yeah, hopefully we just kind of stay relaxed. You know, we had this talk after the Carroll game, where it's just naturally like your adrenaline is going to be a little bit higher naturally in these postseason events, and hopefully by being in a lot of them throughout these guys' high school life, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, what it may be, they can find ways to slow the game down a little bit and not be so nervous with everything. It's gonna be, I don't know, fun atmosphere here, and our field's fantastic, fans are fantastic, and it'll be a fun night for baseball.
Harlan will take on Creston in Harlan tonight starting at 7 p.m. I'm Tyler Peterson reporting.